Happy Monday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dahl, to present our Macro Minute for Monday, June 1st, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is the U.S. business cycle heating up? Our answer is yes. The highest headline print in the ISM Manufacturing PMI since May 2022 signals the U.S. business cycle is gaining steam. Recall that the ISM Manufacturing PMI is a persistent leading indicator of the business cycle, meaning it leads both business cycle downturns and business cycle upturns. On April 14th, we concluded that dumb money bulls were going to leave smart money bears behind again for the fourth consecutive year. No change to this data-driven view. As always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community here in the 42 Macro Dashboard. This one's titled Retail Exposure to SpaceX. It says, hi, DD and Team 42. Thanks again for your work in helping us retire on time and comfortably. Should retail investors do anything to avoid becoming a source of liquidity for SpaceX and other IPOs through their VT and other index fund exposure? So great question. So the first thing I'll say is, unless you're going to not invest in the equity market, you will become a source of liquidity for all of these IPOs. And that's the point I'm making, or the reason for that is IPOs are designed to create liquidity for insiders and venture capitalists, venture capital, GPs and their LPs. Essentially, you're transferring units of equity for money from the public equity market. And so, that's what an IPO is. You're raising liquidity from the public equity market. And so, unless you're not going to invest in these index funds or in the IPOs themselves, you will be a source of liquidity. So obviously, I had some interesting tweets about the SpaceX IPO this weekend, particularly in response to Cam Harvey, Professor Cam Harvey over at Duke, the Duke Business School. He put out an interesting, very interesting white paper about some of the dynamics around the SpaceX IPO and how, quite frankly, they're pretty questionable, for lack of a better word, with regards to how the IPO is being engineered. In my opinion, and again, this is an opinion, to create a bubble-like response in the stock price post IPO. So to kind of start, SpaceX itself is restricting the available float of the IPO to only 4%, which is a historically small amount for a company of this size. You know, talking about a near $2 trillion market cap. So that's unusual in the context of most IPOs floating somewhere between 10 and 50% of the company. I mean, 4% is hilariously low in that regard. Number two, you have the SEC was amending its disclosure rules in a way that allows these companies to again, in my opinion, say whatever they want to drum up interest in these offerings. Obviously, to accommodate SpaceX, Anthropic, and eventually OpenAI. So that's number two, and then number three is probably the most interesting part of this whole process, which is the index providers: S&P, Russell, Nasdaq. They are explicitly amending their index inclusion rules in a way that will pull forward the massive wave of passive demand for these securities. Typically, for example, I want to say, don't quote me on this, but I think either the S&P or the NASDAQ, you typically have to be a profitable company for four consecutive quarters in order to even be considered to be part of the index. But obviously, SpaceX, which had just recently lost $5 billion on a net income basis in the most recent year, obviously is getting preferential treatment in terms of being able to be immediately applied to these indices. So they're going to get preferential treatment. My assumption is that Anthropic and OpenAI are going to get preferential treatment as well. So it essentially pulls forward all that wave of passive buying that our friend Mike Green over at Simplify has outlined with his academic work on the subject matter. So you have restricted float, restricting the supply of the equity relative to the overwhelming demand, the pulled forward demand. At the same time, you have the SEC amending its rules in a way that is very favorable for each of these IPOs. So the net result of all this is that the SpaceX IPO and the rest of the IPOs are probably going to bubble. They're trying to engineer a very favorable response in the market to these IPOs. And so, unless you just want to sit out the U.S. equity market, you're going to be providing liquidity to these companies. But the whole goal is to participate in the capital appreciation that they're going to provide, while at the same time being risk aware enough to know that when it's time to get out, heading into what we believe will be a secular bear market on the other side of this this equity bull. We think this equity bull transitions to a secular bear market, not a cyclical bear market that V bottoms like all the bear markets that we've seen since the great financial crisis. the secular bear market is one that doesn't V bottom, that keeps going down and down and down for quarters, if not years. That usually takes a long time to recover the high. I want to say the last two secular bear markets, the last three secular bear markets that we've had, took 5.5 years to recover the highs, 15 and a half years to recover the highs, and I think 4.5 years to recover the highs, the previous highs. And so that's the kind of outcome that we see as the most likely outcome. But between now and then, it's all about maximizing up. We're in a risk on market regime. So your job in a risk on market regime is to maximize upside capture. And when we transition to a risk off market regime, which may or may not be the coming secular bear market, your job is to take down risk so you can minimize downside capture. And that's exactly what we do with KISS. That's exactly what we do with Dr. Mo. So just wrapping up, I'll show you our Dr. Mo signals here. Obviously, the red bars indicate when Dr. Mo is bearish and short. The gray bars indicate when Dr. Mo is has you no position. Light green bars indicate when Dr. Mo tells you to be a half position. And then the dark green bars tells you when Dr. Mo signals a long max position. And so as you can see here, Dr. Mo got back long a half position in tech back on early April. And then I want to say on April 11th, 12th, 13th, got back to a long max position. I want to say tech is up about 30% since then. So the same system that gets us out to prevent left tail risk in markets is the same exact system that puts us back in so that we can maximize upside capture in bull markets. Way too many investors out there, overly focusing on the negative side of things, keeping investors from making money. We don't keep you from making money in 42 Macro. We help you make money and we help you keep it. And that's what KISS and Dr. Mo are designed to do. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our Macro Minute for Monday, June 1st, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.